Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's that time of year, or almost that time of year, where having a little extra cha-ching in the bank account would really make a big difference, especially with holidays. So I want to help in a way that I think I can by giving away a $500 Amazon gift card. For a chance to win it, all you have to do is one of two things. Either A, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and send a screenshot to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com, or share it out on social media. Let people know that we exist there with a link to our show through your favorite podcast player so others can go and find the show and listen as well. One of two ways. Send me a screenshot of either and you'll be entered to win. All you got to do is send it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. That's contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. And good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hi there, guys. My name's Selena from Calgary, Alberta. I've called in to tell a few stories before, and I'm back again. And I'd like to tell a story about my grandmother and my grandfather, mostly my grandmother, just stories of her childhood and stories that she told me growing up about her paranormal experiences and practically folklore within our family, which is a story that I'm going to be telling tonight, something that my grandmother did experience. So I'm going to get right into it. My grandmother and my grandfather on my mom's side of the family are from an island. Well, not really. It's not an island. It's a country in South America called Guyana. Guyana is populated by African American people and East Indian people from India because the British people brought them there as slaves in the 1800s. My family is ethnically, we are Indian. We are from East India. So we grew up with Indian culture just living in Guyana. As a part of this culture, my grandmother was raised a strict Hindu. And because of this, there was a lot of, I'd say, what I believe to be paranormal interference with her life, because my grandparents have told me a lot of stories about dark paranormal experiences that a lot of people do happen to experience that are from Guyana. And I specifically believe that it's not just Guyana. I believe it's a lot of third world countries like that. Just because for certain beliefs, the stories that my grandmother told me, one is specific that I called to talk about is something that's always haunted me as a kid. My grandparents, my mom, are very superstitious people. They always would tell me, you know, don't put your purse on the floor. It's bad luck. And I think the main one was if I were to go out with my friends and were to come home past 9 o'clock, I'd have to walk in backwards. And as a kid, I never understood this and I never walked in backwards. But, you know, my grandma was loose on it because now she lives in North America. She lives in Canada, in Toronto, and that's where I grew up. And, she didn't really take it as serious as she did when she was a kid because she had an experience with this when she was a kid. My grandmother had told me that when she lived in Guyana, one of her aunts had come to visit. And when her aunt was in Guyana, her aunt went to a movie theater to go see an Indian film. And while she's at this movie theater, an old woman came up to her of East Indian ethnicity like us. And she was speaking in Hindi, but she was speaking gibberish, like not gibberish, but she was speaking nonsense practically because nothing she was saying was making sense. And she looked at my grandmother's aunt and all she said to her was, "You're going to be home past 9, walking backwards." And she walked away mumbling on. Everyone thought that she was insane. Everyone laughed at her and just went into the movie theater and enjoyed their movie. That night, my grandmother's aunt did end up getting back to my grandmother's house late, past 9 o'clock. And she purposefully it kind of reminded her of that little incident she had earlier in the day where the woman told her, if we're going to get home past 9 o'clock, walking backwards. And she just laughed it off and walked into the house at 10 o'clock at night, frontwards, normally, like anyone does walk into a house. Anyways, according to my grandmother, this proved to be horrible luck, because when my grandma looked outside that same night, there was something walking across their lawn. And nothing has terrified my grandma as much as that, really. It gives me the chills just talking about it. Because when my grandmother's aunt had walked into the house that night and had not turned around to walk in backwards, when she turned around to close the door after she had walked in frontwards instead of backwards, like instructed by the old lady, there was a demon in front of her. Guyanese people call it a bungee. But it's practically an evil spirit. And the reason that the superstition exists of why you should walk into the house backwards after 9 o'clock is that a lot of people, especially in Guyana, believe that if you're coming into the house after nine, after sunset, evil spirits will follow you in if your back is walking into the house. Like, if you're just normally walking into the house, you're going to follow you in. So what you have to do is you have to turn around, and what it's going to do is it's going to trick the evil spirit to make it look like you're walking outside, even though you're walking inside. And my grandmother's aunt did not pay attention to this, and she walked into the house normally past 10 o'clock, and when she went to close the door, there was an evil spirit standing in front of her. And in Guyanese culture and in Indian culture, we have this thing called a cutlass. It's like a knife, practically a machete, and you do rituals with it. And automatically, my great-grandmother started to hex this thing, to bless it practically, to get it away from the house, to get rid of it. And it did not go away because, and this is where I just previously stated, my grandma looked outside when she was a little girl, and this evil spirit was walking back and forth across her lawn. And it was doing that for about a week straight until my grandmother's aunt left. And this story literally gives me the worst chills ever, because I can handle normal paranormal stories, but when it comes to stuff like this, stuff that is old from my grandparents' homeland, stuff that's tied to my Indian culture, stuff that, like, it gives me the chills. And to this day, I know I don't live at home anymore, but to this day, I don't walk into the house normally past 9 o'clock. So yeah, I just thought I'd share that little piece of story that my grandmother had told me growing up. Personally, I don't know if it's 100% truth, because there is that small possibility that she could have just been scaring us for the fun of it, because my grandma was quite the jokester, but I personally believe it is true, because my mom even told me, growing up, my grandmother, they lived in a house that wasn't too, I'd call it, paranormally friendly. And there would be times when my mom would be out with her friends at night, and my grandma would call her and tell her not to come home until you see the light on in the living room, because my grandmother was doing blessings in the house and didn't want my mom to bring anything in. So even though my grandma's a jokester and she could have been pulling our legs, she is quite superstitious. So, and I didn't state before, but she did grow up a Hindu, strict Hindu, but ever since she married my grandpa, who's also Indian Guyanese, she's converted to Christianity and is a very devoted Christian. So now she still is very superstitious, but she's also a very devoted Christian. And I think that really has brought a lot of light to our family. So that's just my story, and I hope you guys enjoy. And I love this podcast, and I hope that this gets aired. Thank you.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com. or patreon.com/realghoststories.
Hey, got a crazy family? Love hearing stories about crazy families? Then you need to check out our brand new podcast called My Crazy Family, available wherever you get podcasts. Just search My Crazy Family right now, press subscribe, and don't miss any brand new episodes of My Crazy Family. You can even share your stories if you so please. We'd love to hear them. My Crazy Family. Search and subscribe wherever you download podcasts.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.